big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Whatever part of the world you are in, I just, first of all, just want to thank God for allowing us to join each other this morning or this afternoon. I am just so thankful and so grateful that you're able to be on with me today. I am Reverend Carla Olds, and today we're going to have our pearls of wisdom, and I want to thank Josie Hopkins for inviting me to be a part of the network, and I also want to thank Kayla for allowing us to be on the network. So let's just get right into it. First, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this afternoon and today, Lord God, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for everything you've done and everything that you're doing in all of our lives, Lord God. Please allow me to dispose wisdom. Use me for your glory this afternoon, Lord God. We just thank you for all of the provisions you have made. Lord God, we are just so eternally grateful for everything that you're doing in our lives. Use me for your glory right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today's scripture comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And the King James Version of the Bible, it says, "Cast our cares on him, for he cares for us." And then the New International Version says, "Cast all of your anxiety on him, and because he can bear it, and because he cares for you." Today's word is waiting to exhale. waiting to exhale. And when I hear those three words, waiting to exhale, it immediately makes me think of the movie, the 1995 bestseller movie that grossed $81.45 million in the United States alone. Makes me think about the movie Waiting to Exhale. And in the movie Waiting to Exhale, the superstars Whitney Houston, Angela Bassett, Loretta Devine, and Lila Roshan played four African American black women who had excellent careers, and they were excelling in every area of their life except for their love life. Now, the first person I would like to use is Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston played a woman named Savannah Jackson, and Savannah had a great career in television, but she was also dating a man who was married. Angela Bassett played Bernadine Harris, and Bernadine had helped her husband to start this great business, and she wanted to actually start a business of her own. But she spent 11 years of her life doing what her husband wanted her to do, what she felt like she needed to do. Loretta Devine played a woman named Gloria Matthews. And Gloria Matthews was a lady who also had a son, and his father was not present in his life. And also, she was raising her son on her own. Lila Roshan plays a lady named Robin Stokes. And Robin's issue was she was good at what she did, working in sales, and she also became pregnant by a man that she was not married to, and she went through dating several men. So all three of these women put their lives on hold, waiting and waiting and waiting to just breathe. So what I want to put to you all today is stop waiting to breathe. Everything that you're anxious about, whether it's your job, your career, your children, your husband, how you gonna pay your bills, and you have goals and dreams, I submit to you today to just cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Now, in life, there are going to be lots of challenges. We are going to have many, many obstacles to overcome. And as women, we are placed in difficult situations. Many of us are daughters. Some of us are wives currently. Some of us are ex-wives. Some of us are potential wives. We may be engaged or we may be dating. But wherever you are, as far as relationships go, cast all of your cares on God. Just give it to God. And I fully understand that it sounds a lot easier than it is. So just give it up to God. Now, in the movie Waiting to Exhale, these women were women who were considered, just like we are, powerful women who were mothers, everyday women in the community. And even though these women are famous, Whitney Houston, Angela Bassett, Lila Roshan, and Loretta Devine, they are put in the situations that a lot of us find ourselves in. We want to excel in our careers. We want to excel at home and in our relationships. So when it comes to relationships, just give it all to God. These women also show resilience. they had gone through many different situations in their careers and in their relationships and through their lives, but they too, like us, are also survivors. There's a verse in the Bible that says, we will walk through the fire. We will not get burned. We won't even smell like smoke. So as you proceed and you're going through life, and Psalm 23 says, we will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The key word in that verse is through. These places are not meant to bog us down. We're not meant to stay in these places. We're not meant to be in these places permanently. These places are only temporary. And also as women, we show great strength. As we encounter situations, as women, we've learned how to put on a face when we go out to the public. We've learned how to put on a facade. And when people ask us, you know, hey, Carla, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we've learned to smile right through our hurt. We've learned to show strength because that's what we have been taught. We have been taught that no matter what is going on, once you step out of your front door, to your house, you put your face on. And I've been living in Texas for about the last 6 months or so. And one thing that I have learned about being here, one thing that I have noticed, is women here wear fake eyelashes. And not little cute lashes that would look fully natural, but they wear eyelashes, thick, long eyelashes. And a couple of ladies had on mink eyelashes. And we're just taught that when you come out of the house, you put your face on. You put your hair on, your big hair on. You put your eyelashes on. You put your makeup on, your lipstick on. No one is supposed to catch you with your guard down. No one will catch you with your nails not done. And as women, we're taught that we must always show that type of strength all the time and in all situations. When under that face, you just want to go get in your bed, wash all of that off, and go to sleep. So this afternoon, I just want to let you know that it's okay not to be all right all the time. It is okay to let your hair down. It's okay to pull your hair back in a ponytail. And even if you don't have a ponytail, you got a pigtail. Throw it up in a pigtail. Put some bobby pins on it. Put an old-fashioned brown rubber band on your hair. And if you don't have any, just take your wig off and sashay anyway. But I want to just submit to you, it's okay not to show that type of strength all the time. Every once in a while, as women, we need to have a cry break. Not be a cry baby, but just have a cry break. It's okay to cast all your cares on Him. Just give all of your cares to the Lord. His word says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Allow God to give you some rest, some real rest. And personally, I'm a wife, a minister, a mother, and an entrepreneur. I understand that it's hard. It's hard to get 3 children ready for school, 1 in high school, 1 in middle school, 1 in elementary school. And it's hard to make sure that all 3 children are taken care of. All 3 children's needs are met. It's hard making sure that your husband has everything that he needs. And right now, I'm currently my grandmother, 95-year-old, bedridden grandmother's primary caregiver. So that means I also have to make sure that she has everything she needs, diapers, wipes, gloves, nursing assistants scheduled for particular times that they come in and out. So I understand it's hard. And every now and then, you just want to run, get in the bed, go to sleep. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to give all of your burdens to the Lord. Because if the truth be told, we can't walk around and continue to carry all of this baggage and all of this luggage and all of these situations on our shoulders. Because the more we carry these things around physically, it's not good for our bodies. Years ago, I was involved in with a ministry called Sister Care. And there was a book that Dr. Verlene Gould had on the shelf called Stress in the Woman's Body. Number one, God did not make us and intend for us to carry around the types of stresses that we carry around. Now, our bodies are not designed for that. So since our bodies are not designed for that, we need to get rid of it, expel it, excrete it. It has to come out. It has to go away. Now, when you're stressed out about any type of situation or you're anxious about anything, the stress and the anxiety changes the chemistry in your body. So the chemistry that you were born with actually begins to change naturally as you age, but also it changes as you become stressed out and anxious. And also your heart begins to change. When you're stressed out, it pulls on your heart literally. Your heart is not pumping like it should be pumping. And in the United States, we're considered to be an obese nation, and we don't exercise as we should. We don't eat. Our diet was not typically the diet that God intended for us to eat either. And with the processed foods and the chemicals that are sprayed on foods before we even buy them from the store, our bodies are not meant to have those types of stresses and trauma. So we have to make sure that we're also getting a balance. We're eating a balanced diet. We're having a balanced day. We are exercising. Even if you take a walk around the block or even a walk through your house 3 or 4 times a day, that little bit of exercise just promotes circulation and rhythm throughout your entire body. And instead of being stressed out and trying to seek balance, I ask and I would like to implore to you all, as Pastor Conway at One Community Church has mentioned, just to seek out a consistent rhythm in your life. Just seek a consistent rhythm, getting up in the morning, making sure that you're praying in the morning, going ahead and getting dressed. And the little thing that our mamas used to tell us at night before you go to bed, you know, take your shower and wash up at night and get your clothes ready for in the morning, those little things will reduce your stress in the morning when you rise. Then after that, go about your day, but go about it in a peaceful way. Don't stress out about situations that may arise. One thing that I'm also learning, too, is to slow down. I've learned to slow down my speech. I've learned to slow down when I'm walking. I have learned to think through some situations. And in the past, I have been the reactive type. Somebody would say something to me, ah, da, 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 da. I just had to get it all out. And that was my natural instinct. That was my natural response. But as I've gotten older and I've encountered some personal situations, I've learned that you can't always react. And you have to think back before you speak. And instead of being reactive, be proactive in as many situations as you can. And when you're proactive, you have things prepared, life is already prepared. begin to plan out some situations or potential situations that could occur. Your life will flow a lot better, and there'll be a different type of rhythm. Life goes in cycles. The sun comes up and goes down. The moon goes up and comes down. And that's the sun and the moon's cycle and rhythm. The earth moves, and it is moving so fast, we can't even tell that it's moving. Earth has its rhythm. If you notice, plants and trees, think about the trees. The leaves on the trees have their rhythm. And it's like the leaves know when to sprout. The leaves know when to turn green. The leaves know when to fall off the tree. The leaves know when to turn orange. And as a resident of the East Coast for most of my life, visiting the mountains in North Carolina and Virginia was such a treat in the fall, especially at the end of September, the beginning of October, because the leaves would turn colors, and the leaves would be bright orange, bright yellow, red, some browns, and gold, golden colors. So they know that that's their rhythm. This is what we're supposed to do. This is our rhythm. And as human beings, we get so caught up in life, just life itself, the fiery darts and the things that are thrown at us, that we forget that it's not about us, it's about Him. So we have to go to Him, go to God, and seek out our perfect rhythm. The ocean and the seas and the waves have a rhythm. As I said before, the sun and the moon have a rhythm. So since they have a rhythm, God has a designated rhythm for each and every one of us. So today I appreciate the time that we have spent together, and I understand too, as women, we also, once we develop our rhythm, I got tickled because I think about how many times I have tried to ensure I had a perfect rhythm, but my rhythm was destroyed or decimated by someone else who had a particular need at that time. Now, understand, women, we also have other responsibilities too. And once you get yourself, or just when you think you have the perfect rhythm designed that's just perfect for you, or just perfect for your situation, a big wave will come through and someone will decide that they need to change your rhythm, or your rhythm may get knocked off because of a sudden or an unexpected change that may occur. So also, when you're developing your rhythm, encourage, empower, impress upon the people that are around you, especially the people who are in your closest circle. Encourage them to also develop a rhythm. And one of the things that I was taught many, many years ago by a supervisor was, lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine. Make sure the people around you also know and realize that you have developed the rhythm for you. Their lack of planning does not institute or require you to automatically stop exactly what you're doing to handle a situation that they could have solved on their own had they planned their day or their situation better. So today, I just encourage you all to not seek so much after self-perfection, but I encourage you all to just cast your cares on the Lord. True, we have our list of goals. True, we all have our own mission and our vision statements. And we're going to, you know, as I said before, put our makeup on, put our dresses on, put our high heels on, and we're just going to go out and take on the world. Well, in your taking on of the world, just remember to cast your cares on Him. And as Christians, we must use the tools that are in our toolbox. And in our arsenal as Christians, we've got the Holy Spirit. And since we have the Holy Spirit in our toolbox, and as women, I'm going to say we have the Holy Spirit in our purse. You know, everything you need is in your mama's pocketbook or in your pocketbook. Sometimes our pocketbooks can be so heavy. I was at an event and I weighed my pocketbook one time. And come to find out, my pocketbook weighed about 15 pounds because I had my belongings in there, my lipstick, stuff for my hair, baby bottle, hair barrette, a small football that I had taken away from a child in the car, toys, all types of things was in my purse. So one thing we need as we're packing for our day, make sure you pack the Holy Spirit along with you and make sure that we not only use it, but use it to our advantage. And also, when we run to so many different things, if we have an issue or a problem, we run to other people. We run to men. As women, we'll run to men. We run to sex, drugs, alcohol, those negative things. But I want to implore of you, run to Jesus. The next time you have a situation in your life that you feel like you can't handle, just run to Jesus. Pull on your faith. Say, you know, Lord, here I am. This is what I'm dealing with today. Just cast your cares on Him. No matter what you're going through, just give it to the Lord. And in looking at the ladies that I used as an example from waiting to exhale, make sure that you also have some security in yourself, in knowing who you are, especially as a woman, knowing who God has created you to be. And if you're confused about who God has created you to be or what He has created you to do, especially for His kingdom, just go to Him. God, here I am, Lord. At this season in my life, how would you like to utilize me? So today, just remember 1 Peter 5:7, cast your cares on Him, for He cares for you. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Father, for allowing us to get together this afternoon, dear God. Thank you for the word, dear God. Thank you for using me as a vehicle this afternoon. We just thank you and praise you, dear God. God, this evening, this afternoon, we're casting all of our cares on you. Your word says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things prayer, and make your requests be made known to God. We're giving all of that to you today. We just thank you. We praise you. We lift you up, and we just magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I just want to once again thank Josie for having me on the Josie's Inspirations and the network. I want to thank Kayla Padgett again for having me on with the Finding My Way Network. And I'd like to give a special thank you to my husband, Deacon Kelvin Olds, for listening in this afternoon as well. Thank you all so much, and please continue to have a beautiful day today.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
Run into Old Navy for 50% off all Old Navy Active. 2 days only, tomorrow and Sunday. All your favorite Active leggings, hoodies, mesh tees, and more are 50% off tomorrow and Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 223 and 224, excludes in-store clearance.